After a series of accidents and some driver confusion in the area around the Braddock Road entrance to the new Beltway Express lanes in Northern Virginia, changes are being made to help the drivers, especially help the drivers identify what's going on and where they should go. Joining us live is VDOT's John Lynch. John, good morning.
Good morning. How are you two doing?
Good. We're doing just fine. Now, the early going on the weekend and the early going yesterday was not very good. Tell us what you're doing differently that seems to be making an improvement.
Last night, we did some enhanced striping on the entrance to the express lanes. We extended a solid line south to try to differentiate between the express lanes and the general purpose lanes, as well as extended the dash transitional striping, again, to try to get people in the right lanes and get them going where they need to be going.
I have to say, you sure move fast to make it better. How much input did VDOT have in the design of this in the first place, or was it all Transurban?
We were in lockstep with our partners at Transurban and Fluor in terms of looking at the issues and identifying solutions. And you know, we had a lot of help with our traveling public as well to help identify what we could do to make this better.
So when you look at what happened, especially what happened yesterday morning, were you thinking to yourself, gosh, we should have been able to identify that this signage was a problem?
Well, I think, you know, when we reviewed it, the signage was all there. I think the issue, you know, when you design these roadways, you have 95, 395, and 495 all joining up at the Beltway to move north. And, you know, from a design standpoint, we're trying to get as much distance as we could to have all that traffic merge and get into the lanes that they needed to. You know, if you're coming from 395 on the right side and you want to get in the express lanes, you're going all the way over to the left. So we needed some distance there. But again, I think the issue was that those that wanted to get out of the left-hand side had the time to do that. And get over to the right, it was getting out of those left-hand lanes that we need to enhance the striping and make that more efficient.
Would a short grace period on tolls have helped? In other words, if drivers didn't fear, you know, incurring a fee and a charge, might they have avoided stopping right in the middle of where they were in the lane?
I don't think so. You know, typically all through the 5 years of construction, as we had different traffic shifts and different movements, and this included on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge project as well, we tend to see a 2 to 7 day lag period for people to get used to the new movements and the new traffic patterns. And sometimes it just causes minor congestion, but other times we do get fender benders and we make the necessary adjustments to try to make sure it's safe.
Yeah, well, I guess we've had some tractor trailer drivers this morning have been ticketed, unaware that they are not allowed to use these lanes. Is that right?
I don't know that for sure, but again, yesterday when I was in our operations center observing the traffic, I did see a couple of tractor trailers entering. And again, the signing indicates two-axle vehicles only, so they're in violation of that requirement.
Well, just based on this morning, things seem to have gone a little smoother than yesterday morning.
Yes, we're happy to hear that. And again, we do have other improvements coming that we think with some additional easy pass pavement markings on the pavement that will help to get people where they need to be.
Yeah, that's a great idea. We heard mention of that, where we're actually going to paint Easy Pass on the lane itself. So you're seeing it?
Yeah, and that'll be in about a week with some enhanced channelizing posts as well.
Excellent. John, thanks. Good to talk to you this morning. Good luck going forward.
Thank you both.
VDOT's John Lynch with us.
Happy Thanksgiving.
My News.